Walker's budget proposal holds funding for most schools flat because of the way it freezes the amount a school can spend per student without going to a local referendum. It follows the governor's first budget, where Walker cut roughly $800 million in state funding from schools, but gave them the ability to absorb the cost by charging teachers more for their benefits. At a public hearing on the budget in Greendale, Kettle Moraine Superintendent Patricia DeKlotz told lawmakers that her Waukesha County District used those so-called tools to cut costs and increase programming for students. But she says to freeze funding now will damage great schools like hers.
The proposed budget feels like a sledgehammer when what we need is a surgeon's scalpel.
West Bend School Superintendent Ted Knightsky says he also used Walker's tools to cut spending by $3.6 million in his Washington County district. Knightsky says West Bend was expecting a surplus next year, but that won't happen if Walker's budget becomes law.
By locking us at zero, it puts us at a real in a deficit position, which we were not expecting.
Knightsky and DeKlotz were among several school administrators and teachers who spoke in favor of a plan by Republican Senators Luther Olson and Mike Ellis that would increase funding by $150 per student. Details of that plan are still in short supply, but they're likely to emerge in the next couple months as the legislature's Joint Finance Committee starts voting on the budget. Reporting from Greendale, Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.